The Start Fierce Business Podcast shares the stories of how regular people just like you started their businesses. You'll get an inside look at their struggles and their wins, along with advice you can apply in your own business so you can start fierce. I'm your host, Cindy Rodriguez, startup co-founder and former freelancer. Now let's get started. Crystal Etienne is the founder of Panty Prop, a seven-figure fashion company, something only 3% of women-founded businesses achieve. The majority women-owned bootstrapped company has grown organically without any ad spend. In this podcast episode, Crystal shares how she organically used SEO to build a seven-figure business without knowing what SEO was. She talks about the importance of understanding your ideal customer and how that will help you generate the right content to drive revenue. Welcome to the show, Crystal.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Tell me about yourself outside of your business.
I am a workaholic and I am a mom. And those two things usually do not go together very well.
So when did you know that you were an entrepreneur?
Since I was younger. I've never wanted to work for anyone, even though I have. In my past life, I was a business financial operations. And I just, no matter how much money I made or whatever I did, I always just wanted to create a solution to help women. Always. I've always been like that since a kid.
So tell me about your business and how you started.
Yeah, so for me, it started in my 20s when, after I had my daughter, one day out of the blue, I would just sneeze or cough. And I went to my gynecologist thinking something was wrong with me, but he said that's normal postpartum, that most women don't realize that your bladder loosens after, you know, having a baby. And then just watching my daughter, you know, as she was a competitive swimmer, sometimes she would practice all year. And then when it comes time to compete, she would just cry because she had her period, and other girls on the side would be like that. And I've just been completely uncomfortable every single time since I was 11 years old from having my period. And that's what gave me that aha moment to create something that was going to bridge that gap between health, hygiene, and comfort for when in those times when we have those life testy weeks.
And so you were able to build a seven-figure business out of this with no advertising. Tell us how you were able to do that.
Absolutely. Basically, I'm a mom and I have empathy. So I have pure empathy for our customers. I am like my own customer. So everything I did was based towards of what I wanted to see for myself or for my daughter. So I created a solution that, you know, that wouldn't warrant us for putting our bodies at risk of inserting foreign objects into our body. So I created swimwear, underwear, you know, sleepwear, all of the things that in my life or I saw that would, you know, haunt or daunt my daughter, I created something that would, you would just be able to just prop it on and go. That's where the name Panty Prop came from too. So how we grew was basically through SEO and like educating the customer on things that they would normally not want to just ask, you know, but you can ask Google anything. So if it was just simple things as to, you know, can I stop my period? Things like that. So that was one way. Another thing was just, like I said, was being empathetic, and I understand the customer because I am my own customer. And then the third way was just being readily available for that customer. So combining all of those things, especially on a small, you know, bootstrap budget, that was the way of how we grow. Just a trying to provide that customer to be able to, in sort of sense, viral by word of mouth. So it was one mom telling another mom telling another mom. There might have been a girl at swim practice that the other mom asked, where did you get that from? Or things like that. And that's how we grew. Even in the special needs community, you know, a lot of girls that are special needs cannot wear tampons. And it was just one mom telling another mom.
So did you know about SEO before, or was this something that you learned when you were looking for lean ways to grow your business?
Did not know it. Didn't even know what it was. I just knew that I wanted to provide information that I normally, or that my daughter would normally sit on her phone and Google and look for those answers. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to make it a safe environment where you were able to come and get real, you know, information.
you always hear people saying, like, create good content, create the content that your target audience wants to read, and they'll come. And, you know, some of us are like, yeah, except sometimes they don't come. But this has actually proven to be true in your case, because you truly understood your audience, because you were making it for yourself and for your daughter.
Yes. So I think with that, what you're saying is that, like I said, when I first started, I had no idea. I read all of those blogs and everything else that said, you know, just create great content. I didn't understand that. Like I said, I didn't even know what I was doing with SEO. I just wanted to write about the experiences that I had, things that I learned, and things in that nature. And that's where the SEO kicked in. Later on, I found that it was SEO. At the time when it was being done, it was not. So I think in that sense, I think people try to create content that is not real to them, so it doesn't resonate with the people that they are trying to bring in. I think me just not understanding the SEO was what worked in my favor.
Yeah.
Of just being able to find that information and provide it. And it was very passionate to me, and it was real. And I think that's why it was able to work much better, the content. When you try to create, you know, fake content or just try to get someone there, it's not real and it's not passion.
Yeah, I just finished reading this book. It's called 10 Times Marketing by Garrett Moon, I think is his name, the creator of the co-founder of CoSchedule. And it was an awesome book. And one of the things that they mention in getting 10 times marketing is to create content that nobody else can create. And I have a background in marketing, and I was just like, oh my God, what does that even mean? But one of the main things that he was talking about was like, just create content from your experience. Go talk about your journey,
yes.
Talk about your experience, and it will resonate with people. And it sounds like that's exactly what you did.
Absolutely. And as you said, he said, create content that no one else can. No one else can duplicate how you feel, and no one else can duplicate what you say, as long as you're true to what you feel and what you say. And that is the content I think that people keep missing the mark on. They keep trying to create things that people want to hear instead of what they know and what's passionate to them.
What's been your greatest challenge as a business owner so far?
Raising capital. We spent large in bootstrap. Besides that, there really hasn't been anything. And we've grown so fast that it's just been wonderful, like, to actually see, like, a mom just be so happy that she's able to provide her daughter, you know, a swimwear when she goes to camp, so that she's not sitting on the side crying or feeling awkward. It's like one of the greatest feelings in the world.
What advice do you have for someone that's just getting started in business?
Oh, to basically have your days cleared. And to know how to say no. That's one of the things that when you are first starting out, I'm sure you can, you know, relate to that, to learn how to say no, because there's going to be so many things coming at you, and you can't do it all. You just have to learn how to say no to some things.
Yeah. Every time you say yes to something, you have to weigh what you're saying no to, because every yes means you have to say no to something else. It could be, yes, I'm going to take on this client.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying no to building my business. And is it more important to make a few bucks here and probably be underpaid? Or is it more important to work on blog posts for your business that can make you 10 times the money that you were going to get for something that's not even relevant to your business? I'm not talking about saying no to things that are relevant to your business. It's things that are going to sidetrack you.
Yes, and that's where you have to master that no. Because it's very hard to say no, but you have to learn how to master it and to say no in the easiest possible way.
If you could have lunch with one business thought leader, who would it be?
Oh, Sarah Blakely. Sarah Blakely and Oprah Winfrey are like, if you can just combine those two people in one, is like the perfect combination. Those are my favorites.
And what's your favorite business book?
Anything. I don't have not one particular favorite, but any book that is related to a woman being successful and like her journey and things like that. There's no particular one book, because to me, most business books are all the same. Most people read the business book to find out the secret as to why that person is successful, but I don't read it for that, because it never tells you anyway. I've been reading them since I was like 11 years old, but it does. I just enjoy that success story.
What's your favorite internet resource or app that just makes your life easier?
Slack.
Where can listeners find you online? What's your website? Where are you at on social media?
Oh, absolutely. Everything across the board on social media is at PantyProp. Very simple, very easy. And our website is pantyprop.com, PantyProp.com.
Okay, awesome. Well, Crystal, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You'll find links to everything we discuss in this episode at startfiercebusiness.com/episode 162.